Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. UndercoverTourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, mate.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, it's DJ Scream. Big Bang is here. Baby Jade is here. We are the Big Yay. Facts crew. We got a special guest on Big Facts today. She goes by the name of Carlay. Carlay is here on Big Facts. Carlay, Jerrica Carlay,
right,
however you
right.
refer to. How you doing? Welcome.
I'm good. I'm great.
Thanks for
I'm
stopping great. By.
Thanks for having me.
What's on your mind? What are we talking about today?
Honestly, I want to talk about this fire-ass mixtape I just dropped.
Okay. So we're definitely going to talk about your music and your project, but on Big Facts, we like to have conversations, so.
I'm ready for that, too.
Okay. All right. So where we let's start with your, you had something you were going to say, too?
No.
You sure?
That's what the name of the.
Oh, the name of the project?
Oh,
we'll get to it. Let's make him wait. Let's make him wait for that. All right. So I'll be on your Twitter, right? And so first off, do you run your own Twitter? Are those your thoughts?
Because
you just randomly be putting.
Yeah. I love Twitter. That's like my go-to.
So one thing that you said was, and I take it this is part of your music journey, like, I feel like everybody should do music, even if you're not trying to do it professionally, because it's therapy. Can you dig in a little more into that tweet?
Yeah, like, I just feel like you don't, like, I was saying it to say, like, you don't, it don't have to be serious. You don't gotta, like, put music out as an artist, but I feel like a lot of younger people, like, we need some type of therapy. And when you hear that, you kind of be like, I ain't going to therapy or I'm not doing this. So I feel like it's something that's therapeutic. And I feel like, you know, it's needed. Because I feel like you tell somebody like, oh, you need to go to therapy, you know, find a release. You know, we're going to be like, nah, I don't want to do that.
Right.
So I was saying it in that sense.
How did it help you, though, doing music?
it helped me a lot. Like, I feel like I, like, can release. Like, I go in the studio. I want to, you know, pop my shit. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I need to get in my bag one time. Yeah. I go to the studio and it's like I release it. Or if I want to talk about something sad, it's like it worked for me that way. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So what is that mood on them days with them other tweets when you be popping your shit, kind of, you know what I'm saying, getting at the haters, and you know that shit you be doing on the Twitter. Is that Jerrica or Carlay, or is it both? Like, what's the difference between
that's
these?
That's Jerrica,
sure. Okay.
But, yeah, like, I like to be, like, motivational, keep it cute, but then it's like sometimes you got to let people know, like, you're not playing for real. So I gotta like sprinkle a little razzle dazzle in there, you know, let people know like don't try me still.
What's the biggest obstacle you think of being a female artist?
I would say like, damn, that's a great question. For me, I think it's finding like an angle to come in the game, meaning like some people kind of like, you know, the super sexual side of females. Some people like, you know, more so, you know, you're speaking about real shit. I think it's just like finding your angle and staying true to yourself. Like, it's so hard because, I don't know, it's a lot of different, like, things going on today. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I feel like staying true to you is, like, an obstacle, I feel like. And then sometimes, like, the support. I feel like male artists stick together more so than female artists. You know, yeah, I feel like they genuinely, like, stick together. And it's like, they go in the studio, they're like, oh, let's link up, bro, you hop on this song. You never really get to see, like, a bunch of hard female artists in the studio, and they like, oh, bitch, let me hop on that, you know? Right. So I wish it could be, like, more support and like it is with, like, male artists, for sure.
So let's take it all the way back. I actually wore my vintage Carolina Panther shirt just for you. So let's go back to baby Carlay and when she was growing up, when she was coming up, the type of shit that she liked to do. Did she think about rapping when she was little, or like what was going on? Just give us a glimpse into that.
So as most know, I'm from North Carolina. But music was always, like, a part of my background. I feel like I was always, like, I did singing lessons, all of this stuff. Like, a lot of people don't know that. And then I would, like, write poetry on my phone. I didn't ever think about being an artist.
Really?
Like, I never thought about, like, doing music. Even though, like, I was around it in the industry. Like, with, you know, like, my parents being in the music field or whatever.
Right, right.
I didn't really think about it. But, yeah. It was always, like, in my life, though, in a way. So it was crazy how it panned out. But I feel like I just took a lane. And then one day I was like, shit, I'm going to try music. And I ended up liking it. And I was like, damn, I can do this shit. So now I feel like it's like a goal of mine. Like, I feel like, damn, I woke up, I had an idea, and now it's like I'm really doing it. So it's like I got to win at it.
You know, and get better and better.
Yeah.
And better. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's a thing for me.
Okay.
What's one thing you hate that men do? What's one thing you hate that women do? Just in general.
I hate when niggas for sure. Like, I don't like the overly bashing women thing. Like, I mean, some females need to be like, you know, they need to hear the truth. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I get that, but it's like I feel like sometimes
a misogynist.
That's what it is, right? Yeah, yes. Like sometimes it's like a little bit like, you know, like a guy that's always posting about women every day. Y'all be like every day. Like, I could see if you putting some real shit up. I'm like, okay. But every day, all day, like, you just like a woman hater. Like, I don't like that.
It's you got
like
a problem, bro.
It makes me cringe. Like, you know?
It's kind of like, what do you actually like in real life?
Yeah, like, I don't like that, you know? And I think.
Fairy man.
Yeah, I think like this light skin. Dark skin thing, like
the colorism,
I don't really like care for that. That's one thing that's like my pet peeve. I feel like you can have a preference. All of us are entitled to have a preference, but I feel like have it without, you know, belittling another, you know, skin tone or race. I just wish that a lot. I wish the brown skin teams would get some more love. Like, it's always red bone niece, and it's nothing wrong with that. But it's like, come on now, you know? I don't like that. So.
colorism in the
colorism,
industry.
Yeah.
It's real, it is this.
Speaking as a fellow brownie, I second that motion.
For real.
So we take it you've spoken to Thug. He's in good spirits. You've had conversations.
Yes, I have. Yeah, he's in good spirits. He like amazes me, you know, with his strength and stuff. And like I said before, like he always giving me advice to like keep going. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely inspiring to see, you know, how positive he is. So
under the circumstances.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So on some day-to-day shit, like outside of the studio, what is Jerrica, what is Carlay into?
I be kicking it with my family, like, and more so just like I'm super creative. Like I like drawing, stuff like that. I want to get into painting. I'm about to get into acting, but I spend a lot of my time in the studio. Like, that's like my second home. And then, like, I'm real close to my family. Like, before I feel like, well, no, I've always been family oriented, but yeah.
But what you do if you want to have a ratchet day? Like a Glorilla fuck nigga free day or
something. Shout out Keisha,
like
Mika, and Rita.
You know, yeah,
like,
for real. Yeah.
What you do if you want to have one of them ratchet days?
Believe it or not, that's like every other day for me.
Oh, okay.
No, for real. It really okay. is. Like, get fucked up. Like, be loud in the house with my family. Mm-hmm. Like, let your titties hang. That's us. Like, that's us. That's me for real.
Yeah.
We gonna have a drink, unwind. I ain't gonna lie, talk shit about niggas.
Oh, so you talking shit about the niggas know, talking shit amongst, about the females.
It's amongst, you know, I feel like
oh,
women.
Oh, you don't put it on social media.
Yeah, exactly. But women, we can have that. Like, we've been, like, I feel like as a woman, we deserve our moment to be like, y'all niggas ain't shit sometimes.
We gonna get
like,
to the bottom of this. Why do y'all talk shit about niggas?
We put up with a lot.
Why do y'all get together, drink niggas? Wine, and talk shit about niggas? Why do women do that?
Because that's our release.
It is.
And niggas deserve
and don't get
to
together
be
and
talked
smoke
about.
Blunts and talk about women. No, we don't.
Because y'all are married. Ding-a-ling.
Yeah,
we ain't talking about. Wait, what's some of the shit you feel like you put like a sheet over of yourself? Like when, like right now, you like how you said this every other day, but yeah. That ain't how you carry yourself. Like,
yeah, that's a great question. I feel like I put a sheet over my emotions sometimes.
Mm. Like, let me say that, what you mean?
I'm still learning, like, being real, like, how to be vulnerable. Like, even in my music, mm-hmm. like, I want to, like, I have music I didn't release. Well, it's, like, two songs I did release that's, you know, more so, like, my emotions. But mm-hmm. I want to put out my shit, like, where I'm talking about, like, how I feel for real. Or, like, I want people to hear, like, you know, me when I'm in a vulnerable state. It's like I'm always being so strong, like, and, you know, just kind of, like, I got it. So it's like, I think I put a sheet over like my true emotions about certain things, like going on in the world, my personal life, you know, and I feel like I do want to be more vulnerable because I feel like people can look at a lot of things that, you know, I've been through or how I feel and like learn from it.
Right.
So that's just being real. Like, I want to learn how to open up. And I think that's important for a lot of people because a lot of us walking around trying to be so hard and tough, you know what I'm saying? Like, and inside, like, you might be going through shit. And you never know who can relate. So I think I put a sheet over just, like, you know, my emotions. Mm. And sometimes, too, when I'm pissed off, like, I be wanting to go in. And I feel like the old me, I used to be on, like, going at it, like, with females, everything.
Yeah.
And I realized, too, like, now it's for the better, you know, it's for the betterment of myself. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you got to let that shit out. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You just got to go off sometime. Like, so I want to get back to that. Mm. I think I put a sheet over that now. Like, I be needing to tell people to shut the fuck up sometimes. Just being
real. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. What percentage of the time do you feel like you got a representative, like, of yourself instead of the real you?
Ooh.
In this industry.
50-50. 50-50. Because I'm real big on, like, respect. And I feel like I'm big on, like, you never know. I don't mind burning bridges, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know. I'm one of the people that's like, now I've grown to keep everything copacetic. I don't think I really like confusion anymore. So now it's like, conflict. I avoid it. So I feel like with that being said, I go on wrong sometimes. And it's like, I'm just, you know.
Me and there.
Yeah, like, exactly. So I feel like 50-50, I got a representative.
Right. Even with, how long do it take, like, for you to actually put out a post? You know, because some women take them forever to get their picture right and do. How long it
That's
take?
That's a good question. A long time.
Why?
Because I sit there and I be like, I don't know, or like. I got in a little sexy bikini. I'd be like, I don't know. Like, let me see. Yeah. Is this too much? And then I'd be like, nah, fuck that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it take me a little minute. But, I mean, I'm growing still. Like, I'm trying to be, like, fuck nigga free, fuck feelings free. Like, just do that shit.
Yeah.
I'm working on it.
What is it about it? Like, what is it? Judgment?
I don't think it's judgment. I think it's just like, you know what I be thinking about? I be thinking about the future. Like my kids and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just be like, who do I want my children look back and like, you know what I'm saying? See me as. Because sometimes I look on the internet, like when I used to be on, like you can go on YouTube and you might, you know, you might see me tripping out, arguing. I be like, damn, man. I wish that shit could come down. So it more so be that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The legacy I want to leave, you know?
Yeah, because the internet don't forget.
No, for real. And it's like, I want this shit to be huge. But at the same time, it's like, maybe it's going to be impactful if I just don't give a fuck.
Yep.
It's going to be way more impactful.
That's what I was going to say.
Because it's going to show the growth. Yeah. It's going to show the growth and show that, like, you're actually human in real life. And you've had your times and had your mistakes and your fuck-ups, but you've grown from that to who you are now.
Right.
Type shit.
Yeah, so that's just me being real. That's, like, some of my thoughts for real. Like, I'm still, you know, working on that.
What's some of your biggest just goals? Like, outside, we know music, but like, what's some of your biggest just personal goals?
My personal goals. I think, what's one of my biggest personal goals? Being slow to anger. I got a bad temper.
What's your sign?
I'm a Virgo.
Oh, well. That concludes Big Facts.
I have a really bad temper. Like,
you have a twin right here.
For real, yeah, yes. Like, I'm just like a firecracker, and like a lot of people.
September Virgo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The 18th.
Yeah.
So, I think that, like, I know it sounds so, like, small, but for me, it's big because you got to learn when to walk away. And it's like, I be on go. I be ready. You know what I'm saying? So, just that, and then also just kind of like being more of a light to everybody I meet. Like, I just want to go around now and just kind of like, how can I impact somebody's day in a good way? You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I wake up and I just be on bullshit. And then it's like, you can't just let that bleed on the other people. Like, that's one thing. Like, I just want to, like, it sound cliche, but I just want to be like, I want to make people, like, that come in my space feel good.
Right.
Like, that's just.
Do you feel like in the past that was, like, the older you? Like, you kind of just putting off that energy and you feel like you might have. Cause days like that, like that's how you feel.
Like just like commote, like you know, like
you the saying? Day could have went this way, but you feel like you made it go that way.
Like in a good way,
in a bad way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I feel like my energy big.
It take a lot to admit that though.
Yeah, at least
you admit
does.
That Hell because yeah. you're you know we're all influencers, leaders.
Yeah, and women we're powerful creatures. Women are powerful, so sometimes you can go in a certain space and your energy can impact, you know. Other people, so it's like I just want
to. And she's really like, just I hate to take away from the conversation or whatever, but she's really grown a lot from back
in the day,
a few years ago. Yeah, back in the day. Yeah.
What's some of the shit you left that you wish that you could still keep as an artist? Like,
I think, saying whatever I want to say. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I was on TikTok one day. And this girl, like, they was really fucking with me about some shit. They said I didn't give somebody credit on a TikTok. And, you know, a lot of people was like, damn, y'all bullying her. But some people from my label told me, they like, TikTok is a whole different world. Like, these kids on there don't play. You got to get credit and shit. So this girl came on there and she was like, yo, BBL body and this. So I wrote her back and I was like, I mean, you ain't the best built yourself. You know what I'm saying? And I should have been mindful, you know, but
she attacked me.
So, you know, she kind of like, it really hurts. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go pick out your flaws or say something about you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I got a motherfucking BBL bitch. You ain't got to call that out. So whatever. And when I say they was like, oh, she's body shaming people, all of this stuff. Shit, and I feel like the new part of me was like, dang, I should have just kept my composure. Because what if she go home and she really, like, want to do something to herself because I said that she was not to a
because you
extent.
Said that she said
yeah
I'm saying, know, and I agree with that but I'm saying what if you would have went home and wanted to do something to yourself and feel bad about your BBL yeah.
But I feel
we
like,
just gotta have accountability here that's all I'm
it's
saying.
A double standard they feel like okay you in the light so you
I get it take,
like yeah. And you know they say heavy is the head so it's like I chose this walk of life so it's like I'm and you know I'm still trying to grow so I just was like damn I should just you know, but I wish I could be able sometimes just to, like, really, like, make people feel like a fucking ant. Because it's a lot of people that need that. Like, it's a lot of harsh people, like, and hateful people in this world. Dead ass, like, that really need
that
to be
being
told
vindictive,
off.
Vindictive, though? Which it Virgos is, but, are known for being vindictive.
And guess what? Sometimes that might be your release. That might be our, like, you know what I'm saying? You might walk up and be like, bitch, I just squashed you like a bug. I hope you might be nice tomorrow, you know? But I wish I could still... just say whatever. Right. But you know how we talk shit when we like one-on-one cameras, whatever. I wish that I could just more so.
We make you feel like you can't, though.
The world's too sensitive.
The world is too fucking sensitive.
If we all could really say. He's in that space in Wyoming alone.
True.
He was doing before that, though.
He's in that 1%, dog.
That bub came out like that.
Nah, yeah.
Some niggas come out like that.
Yeah,
Kodak,
I got worse.
Niggas like that come out like that.
Yeah.
Saying what they how they feel.
Don't give a fuck.
True.
Huh? You think if that's kind of like how you start, then it's like, it's cool.
But that's how she started.
It is. I know, that's why, see, this is really,
so did you,
actually, this is therapeutic for me right now, because I'm really, I'm soaking up game.
Right.
Because I'm like, okay, y'all right. You know what I'm saying? Because it is how I started.
We love authentic people, though.
But don't they kind of hinder you when you're trying to live as expected?
No, I'm saying we love authentic people.
Yeah, like.
But if being authentic maybe can hurt the people around you or your family, maybe.
Right.
Then you have to think about it. I get that.
But how can being authentic and be yourself hurt anybody else?
You might say something. She might say something to somebody that might make somebody go at her best friend or this or that. It might just trickle because she always in drama. So what she's saying is her drama spreads to the people around her.
But just be real, though. I'm going to always have to check somebody. Like, I don't think I'm ever going to stop.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, but that's just an example of how, like, when I tell y'all my TikTok, like, it wasn't no positive comments. Like, the whole TikTok, like, attacked me. And I kind of, like, I was like, oh, well. You know, but sometimes I'm like, damn, did I hit below the belt? But I just be wanting to, like I said, sometimes you got to just go off. Like, leave me the fuck alone.
And let it out.
But that's one thing I think.
I got something for that. So you feel like if it's like you go off after, because it's like, I feel it. You go off after they're messing with you. But it's like, let's say you said something at the beginning, then it's like, well, if you say something at the beginning, maybe it wouldn't be as much.
Right, exactly.
Oh, they vibing.
Huh?
They speaking Virgonese.
Because you know, it's certain celebrities too where you know they like, you ain't gonna really say too much about them or try them in person because you know you're gonna get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I really like that person because, you know, like, don't fuck with her.
Yeah, like, just leave her alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it comes with the territory, though.
They say they need answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030. driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What you think?
About
just being, because we know banking, you speak your mind.
I feel like if you don't be yourself, people can tell you're not doing that too, so you're in a lose-lose situation.
That's what I was saying.
But you have adjusted, not stopped, certain things.
But people know through how I'm talking or how I feel,
how you really feel.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I just done put a sensor on it a little bit.
Right.
But you know how I feel.
Yeah.
Right. If you know, you know.
And that's the perfect balance, though. A little sensor, but it's like, you know.
Yeah, because I can't come in this motherfucker and act like I don't feel how I feel. Yeah.
Right.
Like, that's a hypocrite, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to say some shit to y'all like I feel this way, but y'all knowing. Boy, you don't feel, how you change that after 44 motherfucking years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's impossible. Mm-hmm. That's you, dog.
Yeah.
I feel like when you in this game, especially being an artist, you do have to be, like she say, 50-50 with a representative here and there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't. But with this shit we doing, who? True. Fuck it. You ain't gotta tune in to this shit.
Yeah.
Right.
For real.
We appreciate you if you do that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, but you don't have to.
That's real shit.
Yeah. I don't fuck with the people who feel like how I feel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then some people might be fuck with this shit for how Stream feel. Mm. Some people might be fuck with this shit how Jade feel.
Yeah.
Fuck, I look like trying to think how Stream think or think how Jade think.
Right. Yeah.
You getting a 3-piece combo.
Mm-hmm. A 3-piece combo. You feel what I'm saying? I like that.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cause niggas gonna know. It don't matter. Like your core, our core Big Facts, before Revolt, before
Black Effect,
before internet, them people is who we talking to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We were doing 25,000 a week. You know what I'm saying? Before Jay came in, it was just me and you. Them folk want that core. That's why we started Big Fat Friday. They want that core Big Facts shit. Mm-hmm. With no censor.
Right. Speak your mind.
So who are we to deprive them people of what
they want? Yeah, or what they really want. Or what they really want. Because that's what they want. Nah, that's real shit. That's what they want.
Bank with them alley oops lately, boy.
Yeah.
But you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nah, you don't.
We thought it was doing some other shit. Now we talking like goddamn The View.
Yeah.
That ain't us, bro.
That's not us. Really.
And then when them folk don't fuck with us, we try to come back to our people, they'll be like, bro, fuck
Go ahead on.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
No, I just say, man.
That's real shit.
Yeah,
Tennessee is the best way.
It is.
Yeah.
Cause you either gonna like me, you want me to. I don't want you to love me for something I ain't.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Cause I'm gonna get tired of being that.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
For real.
How long you gonna fake yourself out?
Yeah.
Is it the thought of out of the 100 things you say or 10 or whatever that one time is not like you're like, damn, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
I don't never say that.
Even if it hurt somebody.
Hurt who?
I mean, it could be a family member. It could just be some shit. We're like, man, damn, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
If it hurts somebody I care about, I may think like, damn, I shouldn't have said that. But then I'm also gonna think like, what the fuck did they say to me to make me want to go that low to say that?
That's real.
I feel like any of my friends or family know, bro, fuck you. If I say some bullshit like, bro, fuck you, you on that today. Cause at the end of the day, before I said it, I showed you in a million ways how much I love you.
Right.
That's
you know what I'm saying.
Right.
It just fuck you in this moment.
Right.
I'm having a fuck you moment. Like, fuck out of here.
I'm having a fuck you moment.
Yeah, like really? We all go through that.
Right.
So if you take that like that, then that's how you really feel about me.
Mm. Yeah.
You take me like that to me.
You wanted to be like that, yeah.
That makes sense.
No, to me. I'm always saying this. No, that made to me.
That made proper sense.
That's how you want to be.
That made proper sense.
I need to get you off my books then.
But
I feel like, especially in relationships. Now, I understand in business, you do have to bring certain representatives out because it can scare the money off.
Mm.
But entertaining, that's what people love about you.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying? Do you got to recognize, like, trying to be the better you sometimes really fuck you up. Sometimes, because what's the better you? The better you that another motherfucker telling you to be.
No, don't be the better you for somebody else. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm talking about the better you that ain't me. Like,
Yeah.
I tried that vegan shit, bro. I don't like that vegan.
Right.
I can't be no better vegan because vegans is vegan.
Right.
Yeah.
I could just be a vegetarian or something probably, but
right.
I don't like vegan.
Or a low carb, low calorie. But yeah, that shit. I gotta have some meat. I don't care.
You get what I'm saying? I can't do this because my wife vegan now. Even though my wife will never be vegan, but I'm just saying like, or Scream goddamn vegan. Oh man, that's on you, buddy.
Right. That's your business.
Yeah.
What's making you the better you might not make me the better me. That shit might make me miserable.
Yeah.
Right, facts.
Right.
Yeah. Facts.
Huh? You laughing, but am I lying? Shit.
That's true.
I ain't finna come in here motherfucking try to be goddamn.
Scream?
Yeah.
Or anybody else that ain't me?
Joe Buttons.
Yeah.
I'm from the South. He's from New York. I'm not finna come in here motherfucking trying to sound and talk, articulate my words. I don't know them words.
Yeah.
Right.
We learn words on Big Fat Friday. I don't know a lot of this shit.
Right.
I didn't know I was going to be here doing this shit.
Right.
So we're going to figure this shit out as we go.
Yeah.
Fuck, I look like coming in motherfucker trying to act smart, like I'm just super smart.
Yeah.
You ain't going to be just like, man, turn that
wacky. Yeah. I want to hear that.
I want to hear that.
And I always say, though, like, excuse me, everybody in the world is like wearing a mask, like when you meet the most people. And it's like, imagine if we all just took that mask off. And
what,
it's like,
what would that do?
I feel like it'd be a better place. Like, everybody would just be like, you know, when you come home, you just be like, like, you know, I feel like it would be better. So.
It's like when you get home and you take your bra off.
Yeah, it just feels so good. Like, and you know, I noticed sometimes, like, when I go in rooms and, like, let's say it's like a super bougie group of bitches or whatever, females, I feel like I kind of like, and I done had like a few shots, I'm grooving, you know, I'm being myself, like, give me another one, another one. I feel like they like, oh, whatever. But deep down, it's like, you want to do this too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I had a boss to get drunk.
Yeah, you want to exactly and be yourself and have fun. So I really feel like everything you said is like, I don't know, they put a battery pack in my back because that's real shit.
Because you had the most fun, the most realest conversation with your bonnets on and whatever in the house with your friends. Y'all smoking blunt, don't care your lip, you're black. Y'all don't care.
Oh, everything.
You got down in public, you trying to hit the blunt. Bro, burn your lips for this shit.
Yeah, you can't even get high like that.
You got a little crumb right there, you like, shit.
You putting the blunt out too early because you don't want to smoke the fuck out of here, bro. The whole thing.
For real.
Yeah.
You don't want to fire your roach back up?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here, man.
For real, knowing good or well at home, you're going to get a roach and be like, and hit it with your nail just like that. Might burn your nail a little bit.
Yeah,
don't even care. That's real shit. That's real.
Nigga at home passing hookah with same top.
Yeah. Get out of public. Talking about,
Fuck out of here, man.
For real. That's so true. That's so true.
Damn it, hiding that motherfucker.
It is.
Hiding it with this
scorching.
Let's get on the hoodie, man.
I'm not finna see it act like it's not hiding this See, another nigga be trying to sit in the motherfucker act like, no, man, fix that.
Yeah.
We're hot, but not as hot as you because you wore a hoodie.
I'm a cold nigga, though. I don't even get
there you
it.
Go.
Don't play with him.
Cold.
Again.
Ice cold.
That nigga cold. Nah, but this is a hell of a conversation. What's the name of the project?
Enter.
Enter?
Enter, yeah.
What that mean?
I feel like I was giving everybody, I don't know, I feel like they entering like into my world, like finally. Because a lot of people was like, damn, drop a body of work. Like, when you going to drop some? We need a project, like a full, you know, body of music. So I felt like Enter was perfect because, you know, when you're on a keyboard and you hit Enter, that's like you entering, you know, it's like final step. Mm-hmm. So all of that played a part into why I, you know, called it Enter. I feel like it's like come in. Finally.
Who you work with on the project? Producers and artists.
I ain't even gonna lie to you. I don't remember, like, I'm so bad with remembering the producers. Like, I know them, but it's so many that, you know, and that's not good because they play a huge part in, like, you know, being an artist. But I got Yachty, of course, the Gunna. I did put I Like on there, the song with me and Koi, Lerae, Sonye. And who else? Key, of course.
Yeah, Long Live Key.
Yeah, sure. Long Live Key. Bad Baby. Bad Baby. Yeah. Mm. I got a lot of... Who? Dez Dior. Oh, yeah, Dez Dior. Mm. So I got some heavy features.
How your collaborations come about? It'd be people like you just bump into some DM shit or how they come about?
Yeah, like I just bump into different people and then like I'll be in the studio like playing my music and they'll be like, I want to fuck with that song or they'll be like, let's work. You know, I feel like I got a lot of my... features from like really proving myself, like a lot of people kind of feel like, damn, I'm sure she got this because, you know, her affiliation with Thug, but they don't even know, like, really, I, like I said, be in the studio playing my music and they like, I see their eyes like, oh shit, she really is hard, like, let me get on that or I want to fuck with you, you know. So
what's the advantages and the disadvantages of being like coming out upon the Thug now?
I think the advantages is, like, of course, the relationships in the industry. And then I love the fact that, like, people respect, you know, the label, like, a lot. Like, and I say that as in, like, music and creatively. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because they, like, you know, got great music. So people like, damn, you know, Thug fucking with her music. I know it's, you know, she got to be hard. Like, I, you know, it's solidified. And I think the disadvantages would be for sure... I think everybody think, like, a lot of shit was... People kind of feel
handed
like, oh,
to you.
Handed to me. Mm. So sometimes they don't even want to listen. you know, I feel like my walk is a little bit harder because it's like, I really got to like put it in their face. Like, hey, listen to this. Like,
and extra prove yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Because they feel like, you know, sometimes like, oh, Yuntha ex-girlfriend dropped something or Carlay dropped something. Like, okay, whatever. She just doing music. And then like when they really listen, they like, oh shit, she really like is an artist. Like this ain't no bullshit. So I think that's like a disadvantage. And they feel like, you know, okay, she got a feature with Gunna just because, you know, they all under the same label, but they don't know, like, I really jumped through hoops. And I feel like it's the Virgo in me to prove myself and, like, just not be like, oh, can I get this? You know, like, I had to prove myself before I went and got certain features. So I
was how do you feel, like, when people characterize you or address you as Thug's ex-girlfriend instead of just Carlay?
Honestly, like at one point, I'm not gonna lie, I used to like feel a way about it. And sometimes I go places and I feel like people do it kind of like to irritate me.
On purpose.
Yeah, like, you know, I'll like notice people be like, oh, yeah, you Thug X, ain't you? Or something like that. Or I'd be like, I know for a fact.
Like bitch, I have a name.
Yeah, you know, like, but I kind of start like embracing it. Like, cause I feel like this is, shit, he is a huge artist. Like one of the top artists in the game. So, you know, you gotta call a spade a spade. That's how people, some people know me. Fact. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it is what it is. And I'd rather them know me from something than to not know me at all, especially what I'm trying to do, which is music, you know?
How hard is it for another nigga to take you serious, though?
It's very hard. It's very, 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 like you said, relationship-wise, hard. Because they feel like, it's like, damn, that's a good question. I like that. Everybody feel like.
Anything else?
Nah, because I'm trying to think of what I'm going to say, be real, because I'm trying to just, like, that just really hit me, like, shit, it's hard, like, it's hard, because they feel like,
hard is it for you to take another nigga serious out of the club?
Hard, they got big shoes to fill, I'm just being real, like, it is. They got big shoes to fill. And I mean that in a lot of aspects. Like, we went through what we went through. We was young. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's like, when it came down to it, like, I got a saying where I say, like, my nigga got to come with batteries. And you know, like, when your toy come with batteries, that's, like, the perfect. Like, when you a kid and your toy, you open it and it got batteries in it, perfect.
Yeah.
So think about that. You know, my next nigga, like, you got to come with batteries. Thug came with batteries. Like, he get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything a woman need. Like, you know what I'm saying? You going to get, you know, your nails done here. You know, like, just help you out. Or sometimes just, like, what you want to do? Like, you got a business idea you want to do, or, you know, how you doing, like, mentally, stuff like that. Like, and that's not to say everything was copacetic in our relationship and everything was just a walk in the park, you know, but the end of the day is kind of like,
you knew you had a support system.
Exactly. And I feel like that's very important. And you don't got to be rich to come with batteries. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to have the most money in the world. Sometimes it's just about support. You got to have something. Yeah, for me, but I'm saying on my level, which they already know that, on my level. But, you know, for the regular people in the world, like who, and I'm not saying I'm not regular, you know, but at the same time, like, you know, people with a 9-to-5, shit, come with batteries, just get it. Like, get it. Yeah. Bring your lady home some flowers sometime. Make her feel good. Like, I feel like he was like that. So, sometimes when I'm around other, like, trying to date and stuff, I be like, like, when you gonna ask, like, what's on my mind, what I'm trying to do?
Yeah.
You know, because you don't know. I might could, like, you don't know what I can bring to the table. Like, I feel like with Thug, like, he, if I had an idea he was investing, not because I was his girl and we was laying down at night, but because he really believed, like, this little bitch might bring me $1 million. Like, you know what I'm saying? She got brilliant ideas. So I feel like with the next guy, like, I want somebody to see me for, like, my brain, my business sense, not just like, oh, she look good and I want to put a bust down on her. Like, I want somebody to really, like Jay-Z say, bounce ideas off at night. So it's hard. Like, dating is hard because I'm like, shit, like, how you coming, you know? And I feel like I'm not just going to settle. But I definitely know what I want in a guy. And, yes, it's very hard for men to take me serious. I feel like I got a stain on me. Like, and it's all right.
Is that a burden?
No, because I feel like we had an iconic love story. You know what I'm saying? For the people who know. But at the same time, it's like, niggas like, shit, I know you ain't going nowhere. Or it's just... like people correlate them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just like forever in their mind.
It just be like that. Like once you you came in the game with somebody, like you gonna always for be that buddy girl.
No matter what. That's what they be saying too. Like you know what I'm saying?
Especially when a nigga done put out there that they cared about you.
Yeah.
Like, it's mine. Like, that's who he is.
Yeah, no, a lot of people, they don't be trying to, like, even cross that bridge, like, really, like, stepping out or something. Like, not that I want to step out with a nigga, but I can see, like, I don't know if niggas, like, really just, like, tough enough to, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, like, to do it. Like, not that I want to step out because I'm still a P, you know what I'm saying? But dang, I be seeing like, okay, so you think we finna be a secret or you think I'm finna be like, you know, like, and I'm at a point where I'm getting older. It's like, I want something for real, you know?
Yeah.
I ain't trying to just be, I'ma have fun, but I ain't trying to just be out here kicking it with any and everybody. I done had my fun. I done, you know, been outside before thug, you know, whatever. So I feel like I notice a lot of niggas be kind of like, you know,
scared.
Yeah, like, cool, but then you wanna, but then you really be like obsessed a little bit, like crazy about me. But it's just like, and I don't know if they don't want to look crazy because they feel like I don't know what she gonna do with slime. But I'm just like, I peep it, so I'm like, yeah, I'm not giving you no ass. I'm not. I'm definitely not because you ain't even trying to. You worried about you worried about home, like so worried about him. I don't want to go nowhere with this. So yeah.
So speaking of ideas, I know previously you had Carlay Swim. And you had, like, you know, some other things going on. So what's the status right now of Carlay Swim? And then what else do you have on the table as far as business ventures?
So I definitely want to bring Carlay Swim back.
I think you should.
Yeah, like, and I actually got, like, so many.
Because you work, you put so much, like, work and hard effort
and you was there.
It.
You helped me. You was Jay been
that
there
shit
since.
That was, like, really amazing, though. Like,
for one, y'all, Jay been there since I was a kid, whatever. Like, she literally watched me grow up. Like, she knows me very well, inside and out, you know?
That's why I'm, like, so happy for you now, because it's like, you just, you really blossomed from back then into, like a flower, for lack of a being lame or whatever, but, like.
It's water in them all.
But, yeah, so you're going to bring back Carlay Swim, and then what else we got going on?
And I want to get into acting for sure. And it's good and cold. I want to get into acting, and like I said, I want to just, like, another thing is, I'm working on, like, I've been piecing stuff together for a book. Yeah,
like a memoir or like a fiction or.
Yeah, like, I actually was thinking about doing something called, like, I don't know the name for sure, but I was talking to my mom about it. But it's going to be called Seeing Me Through My Mom's Eyes.
Because of how close you guys are.
Yeah, and it's just like how she's seen me, like, when I was at kind of like my lowest point, like, she always seen me as, like, here. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I feel like it's going to be a book of just about, like, how your parents view you, like, through it all. Like, and I'm still finding, like, an angle for it. But I was telling her that one day, like, I was just like, damn, sometime, like, I wish always I could see me how you see me. You know?
Then you had some shit that you did where you were, like, a princess or some shit.
Yeah, the Ghetto Cinderella thing.
What was that about?
So, I had started, like, calling myself Ghetto Cinderella because I feel like, you know, in the Cinderella story, it's like, she was waiting for a man to come up to, you know, save her or whatever. And I feel like Ghetto Cinderella, like, I need to be saved, you know. But I still did. I still had, like,
the man.
The prince. You know, the man or whatever. But I didn't need saving, you know. So it was just like that, like a little, you know, little story with a twist. You know, I ain't need saving. But I still had the prince. They say they need Elsa's. About what? When I get
big fat. Big fat, big fat. State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date,
Participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
What's like your dream moment in the studio?
Like my dream moment?
Like, I'm in the studio with so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so, and this is happening.
I would say, I hate saying stuff that I feel like anybody would say, like, but Beyonce.
I mean, just say the truth.
Just being real with you is because, for one, she's a Virgo. And I watch her a lot, and I feel like we have a lot of similarities. Like, a lot of people don't believe in astrology and all that shit, but I do. I see a lot of similarities, and I feel like it would just... I honestly feel like she would like a lot of the music that I wrote.
This shit cold.
A lot of stuff I work on.
I ain't get no water, because... Just don't.
Damn.
You don't want it bad enough, Scream.
If you get Scream one, give me a nut.
Two for me, one for him.
But yeah, I think Beyonce, and then definitely. And another dream moment is just also, too, like, me being in the studio and everybody, like, on their feet because I just did some shit that was so fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. And that's happened, like, before, but mm-hmm. that's always my dream moment when I do go to the studio. Like, I like looking around and my people just, like, damn. Like, and I usually get that when I talk about some real shit, like, something that's just, like I said, being vulnerable.
So, like, in your recording process, do you like to record in the studio with a bunch of people or do you like solitude to kind of help you think better and piece the shit together before you get in front of that crowd?
Yeah, solitude for sure. Like, I don't like a lot of...
Do you do candles and yeah, like all that kind of
candles,
shit?
Yeah, candles. Like, I'm real big on, like, how some smell, too. Yeah, like, I don't like... Like, yeah.
I'm funny so
I like,
with that shit.
Yeah, like, I don't like...
Any kind of...
Scent.
Yeah.
So I gotta have some good candles. So I be weird like that. And then I kind of like it to be I don't like it too messy, like, you right. know, whatever. Like, I like to be able to think. But I don't like a lot of unknown, like, energies in the studio, like, people who I don't know. Mm-hmm. And if I do, I prepare myself. Like, mm-hmm. if I'm going to, like, a writing camp, like, producers coming in, like, I'll get myself together, like, whatever. Because I don't know. Like, I just kind of like sticking to my same process mm-hmm. and, you know, being amongst, like, the same people, you know.
All right.
Who would you pick to do a male feature with, like, your top?
It can be rap, R&B, anything. Any kind of genre.
Drake. Yeah, that's, yeah, Drake. That's what came, like, first.
Yeah,
that's hard.
Are you a very blunt person? Like, will you tell people about themselves, like, if they don't smell good, or if their breath stink, or if their shit stink, or if they be in a certain way, like, are you very...
If their shit stink?
Yeah. Yeah.
Use the term, your shit don't stink. You act like your shit don't stink.
Yes. Because you know I can't hide, like, irritation. Like, I don't know how to hide if I'm irritated. Mm-hmm. Like, it just be on my face. So, I just... I say it in, like, a cool way. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna be too... Unless... I just need to, but if you around me and you stink, I feel like you gonna fuck it up for me. No, but nobody don't know. It's never happened.
It never
but
happened.
But I have like been on a roll before, mm-hmm. and you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Like, let's say you on a roll and like somebody come
and like walk by
might come
and
backstage
like...
and they just hanging out backstage. It's like you messing it up for me because what if they think I stink?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta know for real. Like, mm-hmm. imagine a nigga with you and he over there stinking. Like,
yeah.
I gotta tell you because you fucking it up for everybody because they not gonna know
who's
stink.
Them niggas stink like hell.
Yeah.
Like. Nigga walking them motherfuckers, man. Them big fat shit stink. Like,
yeah, like you gotta be real. So, for sure, I'm blunt. Like, or sometimes, like, yeah, I'm blunt. Mm. I can't even sugarcoat that. Like, I'm gonna tell you. Or if it's like you getting on my nerves, I gotta say it. Because I feel like I want people to tell me about myself. Like, if you sitting around me and I got a booger and you don't tell me and I go to the bathroom and I see it, I'm not going to like you. Like, I think I'm going to really hold a grudge. Mm. Like,
because why would you, what else are you withholding from me to make me look stupid? Like, yeah.
That's me all day. Like, what the fuck? My breath stink. I had a little start.
You trying to sabotage
you ain't say
me.
Like, what? Like,
how many other siblings you got?
I have, I'm the only child on my mom's side, and I have three, siblings on my dad's home.
Y'all close?
Yes, very, very, very.
You a baby?
No, I got a younger sister, so, I'm actually the oldest.
You and your mom like sisters?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's my role dog right there. Like, I don't know. It's like we
hey,
sisters.
Hey, yo, Keish.
For real, it's like we sisters, but I know, like. She don't play.
You know that my mom.
Yeah, you know how it is. Why you? I tried a little bit sometimes. I'm feeling like, but I know when to just.
There's definitely.
I know when to get the fuck
there.
On.
Yeah.
I know when to get the fuck on because she'll fold my ass up. You know, but my mama's like my. I don't know. Like that's like my everything, and like a lot of people don't know. A lot of people close with their parents, but for me, my mom had went through like a really, really, near death experience, and I'm not gonna say that brung us closer, but. That's something that'll stick with me forever, and I feel like you know, like.
It made you appreciate her more.
Yeah, because I seen, like, damn. And then I seen her bite. Like, I really seen she had, like, a 20% chance of living. Mm. And when a doctor's, like, told me that, I can't even explain that feeling. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't. Like, and she was, like, in her prime, young, whatever. I seen that life can go here to here, you know, overnight. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that just always, like, made me just, like, look at her, like, just Superwoman. Different. Yeah, like, mm-hmm. just different. Yeah. I almost teared up. But a lot of people don't know that. So, that's my dog.
You have a moment on your journey that you might think about a lot that you would like to maybe retract or take back, like a moment that you might not be proud of?
Sometimes, yeah. I would say, like, responding to a lot of people back in the day, like, just going back and forth arguing and shit. Mm. Not because I, like, don't like to see myself arguing or being, like, combative, but more so, like, I just feel like they didn't deserve my energy. Mm. And then I feel like, far mm-hmm. as dating, too, like, a long time ago, like, I entertained a lot of niggas who didn't deserve my time, like, and I just, like, ugh, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm. I feel like that's a lot of women, though, but...
Yeah.
All women. Yeah, all women. Yeah. Like, which, it was just another notch up under my belt to make me know, like, what I want now. But, yeah, I just wish I didn't give, like, a lot of people...
The time of day.
Time of day. And then one time I did say something that was real crazy, but certain shit like that.
On social media?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many times you said fuck the rap shit, though?
Well, a million. All the time. And it's not because, like, it's like, okay, it get hard. But sometimes, like, I get bored with stuff. Like, I really do. You know what I'm saying? I guess, I don't know. Like, I'm a person that's like, I like to just be busy and just try so many different things. But I just sometimes be like, do I still want to do this? I might want to be an actress. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I just be like, whatever. I'm going to switch to something else. But then it just, like, pulled me back because I really do love it. And then sometimes, like, I just say fuck it because I feel like it's a journey. Like, it's, you know, it's a work in progress. Like, I get frustrated sometimes. Like, damn. Because I know I'm hard. I know I'm hard. Like, I know a lot of people think that about whatever it is that they do, but I'm real. If I make a lame-ass song, I'd be like, that was me.
But still me, independent?
No, I'm signed to 300 YSL.
Okay,
that's
right.
But, yeah, like, I know I'm hard, so sometimes I'm just like, damn, like, I'm ready to hear Carlay, like, that hit on the radio all day. And
she ain't magic, though.
Yeah.
She
mm-hmm. yeah.
magic. You never know when that shit gonna happen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you know, so it's just like, really finding the patience to mm-hmm. get to that moment. But I always be like, fuck it, you know?
Who's the person that gets you out of fuck it? Is it like a certain family member or homegirl that'd be like, nah, you ain't finna get this shit up?
I would say, like, probably my auntie. I got an auntie that's, like, my number one.
Yeah.
Literally, like, my number one fan, genuinely to her soul. Like, everybody around me like that. But my auntie Mika, like...
Yeah, Mika is a rider, for
Mika
real.
Mika literally, like, she lit as fuck. She was like, fuck that shit, Carly. You that bitch. Yep. You that bitch. That's my niece. Play that shit. Like, she'll be like, and da-da-da, this your hardest song. Like, she just always
Mika will fight a bitch, too.
Yeah, she real. Like play. Mika, like, always let me know, like, like... Bro, you really the shit. Like, I'd be down. She'd be like,
Rika, bitch,
like,
get up.
Yeah, like what? So, I say her for sure. And then, like, just everybody around me. Like, I'm around some solid-ass people who always just, like, remind me. And then I say Slime, too. Like, Thug, like, he'd tell me, like, he'd be like, your only thing, like, I didn't understand when he told me this, but he'd be like, all you gotta do is just keep going to the studio and make music. And I'd be like, nigga, is that the advice you got? Like, but then I started noticing, like, damn, I'm getting better and better. And he was like, it's gonna hit one day. You know what I'm saying? He was like, this is normal. Like, I went through this. Like, I signed a fucked up deal at one point, and look at me now. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was like, I know that feeling, how you feel, like, you just want to stop because you ain't getting nowhere. Yeah. So knowing, like, that he went through the same thing and he is where he at now, I feel like that keep me going, too. But, yeah, like, the people around me, you know. Yeah. Damn sure not people. I told you, I feel like females don't get, like, a lot of support from, you know, other females in the game. So I would say my people keep me going, you know.
If you had to, what you think your fan base, if you had to categorize it, like, put it, one fan base, what you say your fan base was?
What or what's the main demographic of your fan base?
I honestly think unapologetic females. Mm-hmm. I'm learning that. Like, they like it when I get on Twitter and I say any fucking thing. Like, I start noticing, I'm like, a lot of the girls that support me are females that's like, that live through me, like, being like, fuck it. I would mm-hmm. say it's just carefree. I can't say younger or you know, older, because I feel like it's both. But just carefree, like, females. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the LGBT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Community.
Community, yeah. I would say definitely them as well. Because
the girls and girls.
The girls, exactly. The queens and stuff. But, you know, like, fuck it. That's them, like my fan base, right. Like the fucking crew, for real. They definitely support me.
Have you ever done reality TV?
I thought about it, but
would you? Well, you say you thought about it.
Yeah, I haven't though.
What stopped you?
The fact that I didn't did like people like they kind of do whatever with the script. I don't like that. Mm. I don't like that. I like to be in control, and I like having my hands in everything, and I like to know what I'm signing up for.
So you probably do it if it was your shit. And you
You know what I'm saying? Or it was just like I was doing a show with people that was I could trust, and I built like a rapport with. Because sometimes you say stuff, and they just take shit out of context. Like,
and edit it.
Don't
and
make me like no messy-ass bitch, and really I'm checking somebody on something that's, you know, they needed to be
a
checked
valid
on.
Reason.
I think that's what, like, really stopped me. I was like, I seen, like, I didn't have any control over.
You felt like it was too invasive.
Yeah, like, over the narrative. I don't want nobody to make me look a certain way. Mm. You know?
That's real. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the mixtape. Now we've arrived. Now we can talk all about the mixtape.
Listen. So Enter is 16 songs. And I put a lot into it. Like, and I feel like it's just super diverse, like, it transitioned throughout the whole project of, like, some shit is just, like, if you in, like, a down mood. Some of it is coming from, like, I'm popping my shit. You know what I'm saying? The first song on there, I come in just, like, I feel like I'm swinging at everybody. Mm. Like, I'm really proving myself, and I'm leaving, like, my print, you know. And then I got a song called Someone Like You on there, and Yachty co-produced it. And basically, like, he was in the studio. He helped me, like, form... He like helped me with the formula to the song. And like it's special to me because I feel like I'm speaking from my like soul, and it just make you feel the way. It make you feel so mellow. You can smoke some weed, just relax. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And then I got songs on there where, you know what I'm saying, I got strip club songs. Like, me and Key got this song called Gotta Get Touch, and we made it right before he passed away. That was, like, a big thing to me because it was supposed to, well, it's still going to be on his album, but it's hard. Like, and, like, when I was actually recording it, I gave up. I was like, I don't want to do this shit. I don't know if I sound right. Mm. My friend was like, hell no, this finna be a hit. So that's, like, one of my faves because it ended up coming out hard as fuck, so... I feel like my project is just super diverse. Like, it got a lot of different vibes on there. And I feel like today, like, a lot of people make, if they drop music, it's like, okay, it's one hue. A lot of people, like, it's like, okay, either super rap. Like, it's really not like a mix anymore. And I feel like I gave you every pop, like, R&B. I feel like I touched on everything to show people, like, you know, I got it all covered. And two, I want to see what people like more. You know, I want to see what more people gravitate towards so I can, you know, like, know what to work on.
Going forward.
What you think the trick is to get, like, men to listen to women music? What you think? What you think that
is, Trent? Great question.
Let's go!
Somebody put that up like you might ride to a little Glorilla.
Yeah,
I think it just come down
Roll
to
hard though.
Yeah, she's hard. Her spirit is beautiful. Like, I love her.
And you know, I love her tone.
I love her tone.
Like, I feel like she command like attention.
Yeah, for sure.
With how she speak, like, she ain't trying to be all, you know.
Yeah.
Put my panty, like, she being herself, like, she you can hear her hunger.
Yeah.
I like that, like, it make you, like, somebody said, she got workout music, like, you know, you in there, like, and that's a big deal for a female. You know what I'm saying? She keep you going. So I feel like it's like your approach with men. That's what I notice. Because sometimes I feel like y'all don't be wanting to hear all of that, like, y'all don't be wanting to hear that. Like, a lot of men, like, they always be like, I buy like that dress. Song and it'd be a song like I said, the song like Someone Like You. And I'd be shocked, like, damn, they ain't care really about the sexy shit or just like my, they don't care about that. Men be wanting to hear some real shit that they can ride to and be in the car like, damn. Like, squint their eyes and be like, that shit real.
This shit hard.
So that's what I think about when I'm in the studio, like. And a lot of people got it fucked up for me. And, like, they think you, like, to break a female, you got to, like, you know, sexy, whatever. It ain't like that no more, I don't think.
I think the key to getting men to listen to your music is you got to put the R&B into rap. Whatever the female was doing in R&B back in the day, however that made you feel. Because a nigga can listen to her. Rap that.
And you got
to
have crazy production.
Fuck with me.
The heart.
Unless it's fuck nigga pre-type.
Other than that,
it going to have to be some shit to where a nigga be like, I want my bitch to feel like this.
No, and that's real because that's something, that's another thing Thug told me. He said the same thing. What? He was like, nigga don't want to hear all that, like about your pussy all the time. He was like, talk about real shit. Like, you know, everybody can relate to. He said the same thing.
That makes sense.
At first, I was like, he just don't, You know, like, I'm like, don't try to have me not talking about
My pussy. Yeah, and all these other bitches talking about they pussy.
And then I'm like, damn, he right. Because, like I said, like, a lot of, like, males was fucking with the songs where, like Bang said, the real shit. But it's melodic, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. What's the final words you want to say to the Carlay supporters out there and the Carlay fans and the Big Facts fans and supporters?
Man, I appreciate everybody. And more so, I would say, like, to my supporters, like, keep going. Yeah, just keep going. Never give up. I know it sounds cliche, but it's true. You know what I'm saying? And just know, like, I really appreciate the support because this has been, like, a long journey for me. It really has, like, doing music, and I take my craft serious. So I just appreciate everybody who fuck with my movement, even with me being here now. You know what I'm saying? And we making it about something that's bigger than anything messy. Like, this was genuinely a good conversation and good topic. So, I appreciate y'all.
Tours, anything coming up? Look forward to?
I'm doing a college tour brought to everybody by from DTLR. Mm. So, that's going to be crazy. And this is, like, my first time, like, doing... Well, I'm back doing shows since kind of like the tour I did with Key. I feel like a full run. So, yeah, I'm back. I'm ready to hit the stage, like, and get that rush.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. I'm going to be posting dates soon. Yep.
There it is. Carlay, we appreciate you pulling up the Big Facts.
Thank y'all.
Check out our new mixtape and make sure y'all check us out too. www.bigfactspod.com. Salute.
Salute it.
Salute.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.